Hi, I'm Nessa with my partner here.
Josh.
Today we're talking about this ongoing debate about whether improving mental health care or gun control is a better solution to school shootings. This discussion is brought to you as a response to the STEM school shooting that happened recently. Studies have shown that people with mental health problems lack the ability to cope with stress. Numerous school shooters, with one of them being Nicholas Cruz, the perpetrator of Parkland school shooting, underwent tragedies prior to the shooting. Cruz was an orphan who then lost both of his adopted parents. He also mentioned that their deaths have pushed him to be violent. However, some people like Patrick Joyce, a psychologist in North Clackamas School District, believe that school shooters are individuals with antisocial characteristic who are unlikely to participate in mental health treatment at all, since mental health care is almost entirely voluntary, and they rely on gun control since it is a variable that is more controllable. So Josh, what is your personal view on this matter?
I found that most of the time it seemed like gun control would do more harm than good. I actually did some research on the matter and found that guns are used in self-defense over 2 million times a year. I think that to restrict guns might end up having some more adverse effects. Sort of like big picture sort of thing. Mental health is a big matter, and I think our tax dollars would be better spent there, even though it's a hard thing to control. If we offered better resources to our parents and to children, that would be better. They would have more to access. What do you think would be best?
I personally think that supporting mental health care would be the way to go. I think the lack of mental health is one of the roots of school shooting. It has been proven that people with mental health issues are more vulnerable when dealing with stress. However, I also think the idea proposed by Patrick Joyce makes a lot of sense too. It would be hard for these people to acquire help since the process is almost entirely voluntary. But also, in Indonesia, a country that I grew up in, gun is not available for public. It can only be used by authorized personnel, such as police and the military. We have never heard of school shootings happening in Indonesia.
Yeah, mental health does seem like a really hard thing to control. You also do have a revolt going on currently in Indonesia, so a little give and take there.
Yeah, the thing is, the protesters don't have guns. I mean, there has been rumors about them obtaining firearms illegally, yeah. But, you know, mass shootings is not a huge thing. I think if citizens were indeed allowed to possess firearms, man, things would have gone down a lot earlier, and I would have died a long, long time ago, since there have been some tensions in Indonesia. So, yeah, this is a pretty interesting debate, and there are numerous strong opinions on both sides. In the end, it will be up to you to decide which side makes more sense. That's all for today. I'm Nessa.
And I'm Joshua Moore.
Thank you for listening.